So, hey, here's a story for you. The owner of a popular Cairns cafe, a cafe here locally, is in a little bit of a disbelief after discovering he's starting, well, has lost customers, not starting to, he's lost a set of customers because the business is gay owned and operated. The owner of the cafe found out on the weekend that a couple who have been quote unquote regulars for the last 8 years at this establishment made it clear that they would stop frequenting the establishment because he and some of his staff are gay, are of the homosexual variety, as I like to say. He was stunned to learn that he'd lost business because of his and his staff's sexuality. Out of respect to the couple, and actually, you know what? This article names him. I'm not gonna name the owner either because I don't know. I don't like naming people unless there's context there. But anyway, he told Tropic Now he's finding it very hard to comprehend. Quote, the couple had a conversation in which they stated they won't be coming here anymore because we're a gay-operated business. They still walk past every single day and refuse to acknowledge us. As the owner of a cafe, I've never experienced anything like this, unquote. The cafe owner, who is also a publisher of an editor of gay travel publication FNQ Magazine, struggles to understand the rationale behind people's decisions. If we had bad customer service or our food was poor, I completely understand, he told Tropic Now. But to voice the fact that we're a gay operated and owned business as being the reason is a bit hard to understand. One of the issues in the gay community faced for the last 20 to 25 years is that the stigmas attached to our sexuality, for example, the belief that HIV AIDS is a gay disease. The only thing that I could really think of is, okay, maybe these people think that we have a disease or a virus that they're going to contract through our cafe, unquote, or that they believed if we touched them that they would end up gay, unquote. Wow, okay. You cannot catch being gay. Well, that's true. If you do find it offensive that people have that belief, I just consider people as people, and that's how others un should un consider us and consider people's businesses. I do understand there are a lot of general issues that make these things happen, but it's a little bit upsetting, though in the end it's their loss. That's true. Things like this prove that there is still much work to do, to be done in to be done even now in the 21st century, unquote. Well, the owner, after learning the couple's boycott, spent 6 hours working out how to handle the issue. He considered confrontation but decided then just rather than just getting angry, he would make others aware of the situation via social media, without naming the couple, of course. His Facebook post has been since shared around the world throughout both LGBT and heterosexual communities. Quote, I'm an advocate for the LGBT community, and my priority is letting people know that the issues still exist. I don't consider myself in a positive sense that I have the ability to influence or change perceptions, even ever so slightly, because ever so slightly 10 times makes somebody's perception change. Fair. Another Cairns cafe made headlines last year when a customer refused to be served by a barista of African heritage because of the color of her skin. I remember that. I think we talked about that story on this show. Now, kudos on this cafe owner. I mean, seriously, like, wow. Like, for saying something in the first, well, so much to unpack here, but for saying something in the first place, that's the first big step here. Like, not even kidding. Like, that's No, the old adage of knowing is half the battle, saying something is literally the other half of the battle. So, congratulations, dude. If you ever hear this, like, well done, on sharing it on social media and making people aware. I mean, awareness is definitely a problem still in even in 2017, and even on the 19th of March at 9:42 p.m. Like, that's it's still an issue, and it's still something that needs to be conquered. And it's, loud and proud, it doesn't matter anyway. So now there is the other side of the coin. No, sorry, not the other side of the coin, but the side of this situation where it goes to the fact that it's not what would I do, but it's kind of like, I'm gonna apply this to my thinking, you know what I mean? And I do that a lot in these sort of situations. Now, it's quite obvious. If you're looking at the YouTube video, I have pink earbuds in. I don't need to say that sentence. But apart from my pretty pink headphones, and it'd be the same thing though. It'd be the same thing if someone tunes in to GLS, although my sexuality doesn't really come up on GLS all that often. I mean, well, it comes up occasionally on GLS, but barely. Only in these sort of situations, and only when that the same-sex marriage debacle that was last year came up. They're really the only two times that I can recall, and I do a lot of episodes, and I crank out a lot of content on a weekly basis, and I did for a period of time. But they're the only times that my sexuality comes up in conversation in terms of this context. Now, if someone was to turn around and email me, the chef one, I don't give that email out on. No, I suppose I could give that email out there. If you wanted to email me personally, yeah, sure. Theshefwonder@gmail.com, THESCHEFWONDER@gmail.com, or genericliveshow@gmail.com is the show email. But see, that's the thing though. If email in and go, if someone was to, sorry, back up this train. If someone was to email me, yeah, or either personally directly at theshefwonder@gmail.com or genericliveshow@gmail.com, which is the show email, and say, "I'm not listening to your podcast anymore because I realized, I don't know, I really don't know what this voice is. I realized that, yeah, we don't agree." And if someone did that to me, I would get offended, actually. I would get offended, much like the cafe owner. I would get offended. I mean, it's hard, like, to fathom the fact that in 2017 that people wouldn't like don't the people like don't like things for what they are, but they still read into them, whether it be a cup of coffee. You look at a cup of coffee and you shouldn't see gay in that coffee. Like, it's a coffee. The coffee itself doesn't have a sexual orientation. Wow. Did I just get fed that line? But I like that. I might use that a little later on. But that's true though. Like, it's very true. Like, coffee and food at a cafe doesn't have that emotional attachment because it's an item. Yes, it was crafted by someone who may being gay or a part of the LGBTQ community, that's a different aspect, and that is that person. And I completely don't agree with homophobic behavior. I don't agree with it, but I understand it, if that makes sense. Like, I understand where it comes from. I understand, again, I don't agree with it, but I understand where it comes from and where it stems from and some of the concepts. That's fine. And if people want to have that conversation, by all means, I'm more than willing to have that conversation. I won't blow up in your face. And as long as you don't blow up in my face first, because if you send me troll emails and troll clips, then that's a whole nother kettle of fish. Wow, I had something else for this. I just looked at the time. I had something else for this segment as well, but wow, I'm glad I gave this its full time. But apart from that, so as I was saying, good on this cafe owner for spreading on social media. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. And like I said, and it's not, I'm assuming at this cafe, I have never been to this cafe, which I'm half interested now. I'm just saying. I'm half interested in going to this cafe and seeing what it's like. But apart from that, it's why. I have one question, and I'll end on this. One question. Why are people still, in 2017, still reading emotional attachment into objects? And again, don't hate me for the fact that, yes, I'm calling a coffee or a podcast that someone produces or a show that someone anchors and hosts and provides entertainment for you. I understand that there's a love of labor and I love doing this and the cafe owner loves making coffee, I'm sure. I'm making that assumption. Otherwise, why would you be in the game if you didn't find a passion for it? But I understand that there is that emotional labor there, but why are people still reading it into that object, laying it out on that object? Whew. Papa, don't preach much, right? Preach much, Dale? Wow. Why don't you get on? Why don't you do fanfare next time? Wow, that sounded preachy as all get out. Wow, jeez, look at me go. I wasn't expecting that rant, but here we go. All right.